From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond, reading Relative Danger by June Shaw. Now let's begin with Relative Danger. Chapter 1. I drove across town following Chicken Boy, anticipation fluttering in my chest like the big yellow feathers flapping through the open window of his truck. We headed west on the freeway, and people in oncoming cars laughed at the chicken driving ahead of me. I was glad the guy I rented from the costume shop brought pleasure to so many, until a half-dozen feathers flew off his wing and stuck to my windshield. A small boy in a passing car pointed and laughed like crazy, but all I could see was a wing full of yellow coating my vision. I turned on my windshield wipers, and feathers floated off to the right, making me notice the tops of nearby buildings and billboards. The colors of one made me catch my breath. I spied only part of the sign, but even without my bifocals, I knew the cayenne-colored letters on a muted green background would spell Cajun Delights. And that would mean Gil Thurman, my ex-lover, was in town to open another of his restaurants. I hadn't been to Chicago in a while, but family members would have told me if Gil had a restaurant here before now. To stop thinking about him, I turned the radio volume up until golden oldies vibrated in my head, and I had to lower the window to let some sound out. A warm breeze whipped in like a hot flash, engulfing me in exhaust fumes from 515 traffic. The teen in costume chugged ahead toward the suburbs, and I backed my foot from the gas pedal to keep from ramming him. Twisting my shoulders to my music, I followed until we rolled into a neighborhood, holding modest...